Well, it's my favorite day. It's Friday. It's time for the Business of Newton, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Lonnie Portner. And we have not my best friend, my second best friend in the world, Katie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thanks. Good morning, everyone.
So you get to sleep in tomorrow. You were just bragging.
I did. That's bragging. You got to come in on Saturday, and I get to sleep in. But I got to work late tonight, so.
Oh, okay. So it does balance out.
There we go.
So we're even. How late is late?
Oh, about 8 o'clock.
Okay, I win.
Okay.
Yep, I win. I would totally rather get up early on Saturday.
There you go.
Up till 8. So you got any weekend plans? Since you're sleep, other than sleeping in, what are you doing?
Sleeping in, and then I don't really have much going on this weekend. Tomorrow, my mom and I are actually going to go to the Eternals. But other than that, nothing.
Oh, that's good.
Go to a movie, and every other weekend is full.
Do you like weekends when you don't have to do it? Like, you wake up, yes, and you're like, there's nothing to do.
Yes, I do. Because when I'm not at work, I'm a very lazy person.
Right?
Yeah, at work, I go. And then once I get home, and I'm just like, I put my jammies on right away. And I'm just like, I'm done. I'm having cereal. That's great. This is delicious.
There's days that I get home from work at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm like, it's pajama time. Let's do it. 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, we got to go to the grocery store.
Can I go in my sweatpants?
Let's do that tomorrow.
Yes. Well, we'll just go to Walmart, and then it will blend in.
Yeah, we'll blend in. Exactly. Well, I could talk to you all morning, but you probably better do what you came here to do. What's going on with the chamber this week?
Oh, we've got some great things going on. So for the month of December, for every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Jasper County Historical Museum is doing their tremendous Christmas experience. Over 100 decorated trees throughout the museum. The only day that it won't be is the 24th, $5 entry fee. Children under 7 are free. You can find the location at 1700 South 15th Avenue West, just west of the Highway 14. It's going to be awesome. It starts tonight. Check those out. Christmas trees are my favorite, so I'm going to definitely do that one of those days. Saturday is the annual Breakfast with Santa at Park Center and Friends of Newton Parks. From 8 to 10, you can enjoy a delicious breakfast with pancakes, eggs, sausage, made by the Park Center staff, and get your photo taken with Santa. There's also holiday crafts, and then you can decorate sugar cookies and everything with the DMAT culinary students. It's a free will donation, and just it goes to the Friends of Newton Parks nonprofit. So that's awesome. Hopefully people can go to that. Tomorrow is also the Mercy One Newton's annual 5K walk run. It's 1 mile. It's Jingle for a Cure. The event features a fun 5K walk or run, 1 mile walk or run starting and finishing at Legacy Plaza. Starts at 9 a.m. There will be prizes, and there's an overall winners of the 5K 1 mile runs, and each participant will get a medal. So that's awesome. Registration fee is $30. You can register it online at getmeregistered.com/jingleforacure. All proceeds from the event will be donated to cancer and infusion care to support cancer services. That's amazing. Hopefully they have a nice day. We've been having great days lately. Next week on Tuesday the 7th, DMAC is hosting a fun holiday event from 5:30 to 6:30. Sit in your warm car and drive through a celebration journey, they say. They will be handing out special gifts, baked treats, and candies while supplies last, and Santa might be there, so hopefully he can make it out to the DMAC Newton campus. The event will take place in the front parking lot, so they ask that you enter the east side and follow the signage. Make sure you always choose Newton and shopping local, and check out the great storefronts.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I think everybody's busy this time
they
of
are.
Year.
They are. Holidays are super busy.
Even if the holidays aren't really your thing, all of a sudden you're just like, well, I got a lot of stuff to do.
Yes, there's so many things.
It never stops.
It doesn't. There's always something. Somebody's always doing something.
Always something.
That you can either, if you don't put, you're not putting it on, that you can join in or go do.
That's great. You said you love Christmas trees. How many Christmas trees do you do in your house? You do one upstairs, one downstairs. How do you do it?
Okay, so I have one big one.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one big one, and then I have like a decorative hutch thing, so I have a little one in that. Mm-hmm. I have one that goes upstairs to the bedrooms, one that's already upstairs, kind of in a hallway landing, and then I have one in my room.
Oh, so you have a lot of Christmas
trees. I do, and it's like every year I add another one.
Why don't they just do the museum thing in your house?
They should. I mean, like every set up. And I got another one, like a ceramic one, to put by my nativity scene. Mm-hmm. So I just like, ooh, like this tree, and I like these trees. And I'm just like, every year I buy a new tree. I'm like, ooh, I could put that tree there. Ooh, I moved that. Let me put that there.
Does every tree have its own theme, or is it like... Do you decorate it differently what's your like tree decoration like strategy, I guess?
So my big tree is it's kind of, whenever I was growing up, we always had like a little bit of everything. So that's what my big tree is like. I always, when I go on vacation, I get a souvenir Christmas ornament. Mm-hmm. So that's just like my mom's thing. So yeah. That's what I do. So I have, that's full of that in almost every tree, but the new one has an angel and a star, like that's my thing. Mm-hmm. And then the really big one, and then the second one downstairs, and the one upstairs on the landing, they all have, I love those old-fashioned trucks with the trees in them. They all have one of those ornaments on it. And then also an Olaf. I love Olaf, so I put a little Olaf on every little tree. So I'm just like, ooh, I have this one. Ooh, I found that. That can go there. And my new one I got for my bedroom, it's all like wooden.
Okay.
All kinds of like wooden. It has like a really pretty, like handmade, nature-y wooden ones. And my mom keeps asking me, just like, you can fit some more on there? Yes, I can, actually.
It's surprising how many you can. Every time you get the Christmas ornaments out, you're always like, there's no way that all these fit on the tree. And then you're like, oh, yeah, it totally works.
No, well, mine is like, do I have enough to put on my tree? I think I need to buy more. What else can I get?
The only part that sucks with a lot of Christmas ornaments is they never go back in the closet the right way.
No. My gosh.
And every year you're like, how did we do this last year?
What did I do with this? And my mom always can make it work. And she's like, it's a puzzle, you know. I can't do this. So this year I was a little smarter. When I took it out of the box, I put it right where I got it from.
Oh, that
and
is
I
smart.
Took it out and I put it right back where I got it from. I'm just like, no, that's going to be a lot easier.
It's still not going to work, though.
It probably won't.
Okay. Well, as you know, every week you pick a song, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I usually have you pick the artist, but I picked the artist today.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm in the mood, so you have to pick. I'm in the mood
for... Let's do everything you want to do.
Exactly. That's the way it is. I'm in the mood for Weird Al.
Okay.
Okay, so I have three Weird Al songs for you to pick.
All right.
It's the Weird Al parody of Madonna, It's Like a Surgeon.
Okay.
It's Weird Al, the parody of I Think We're Alone Now. Weird Al is I Think I'm a Clone Now. And the classic Michael Jackson parody, Fat.
Let's do Michael Jackson.
All right, we'll do it with Fat. This has been the Business of Newton with my second best friend in the world, Katie. Ooh. Brought to you by your State Farm insurance agent, Lonnie Portner, making life go right. And we have the song that she picked coming up right after this. It's Weird Al Fat here on KCOB.